Hey, it's Morning Hog Happy Hour. 95.7 The Hog, Daytona's rock station for 25 years. Not that long have we been enjoying the Morning Hog Brew Review with Josh and Amelia from SR Parrot. It's never enough time and never enough beer for that. Good morning, you guys. How are you feeling?
Good.
It's Friday, by the way.
That's right.
Right?
TGIF.
It is our happy hour now. We get to start things off where other people have to go to lunch to get their cocktails. We get to do it right here in this room, and you brought four very different looking things. What are we getting into today?
We got some cool stuff today. This is all new product.
Okay.
Some are limited.
Okay.
Some are not.
All right. It's a new Friday.
New Friday.
Yes.
I like this. All right. All right, Amelia, you're in the pouring spot. Where do we start?
I am. We are going to start by a new flavor by Island Brands Craft Brewery out of South Carolina. This is their Lemonada style beer.
Lemonada style beer. Josh, help me.
All right. So it's lemonade and beer.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
That really makes sense, actually, now you said
kind of like a summer shandy, right, Josh?
A shandy is lemonade and beer, so
yeah.
It's definitely going to have the same flavor profile.
It's one of those things that I never considered, like beer and lemonade should not get along. You know, they're completely different things. One of them has stuff floating in it. One doesn't, ideally, if your beer should not. But in this case, that is crystal clear. Look at that thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can look right through it.
Mm.
It looks like almost like champagne.
You mentioned South Carolina. What I just was informed that they are moving their operations down here to Florida.
Whoa. Really?
Yeah. So the brewing operations.
Oh, man. Okay, that's really good. That is not a biting lemon at all.
No.
That's smooth.
No, it smells good, too.
They started their brewery because they were over in Cuba and noticed there wasn't a lot of great beers there.
Okay.
So their initial intentions were, we're going to create a beer for Cuba. And then they realized when they got back to America, there's not a whole lot of breweries doing that either.
Really?
They're buying subpar ingredients and stuff like that. So they brought their beer over to us in America. And like I said, they started here in South Carolina, moving their operations down to Florida. A very lifestyle brand.
Okay.
If you check out their website, they do a lot of cool stuff around beaches and water and boating and stuff like that.
Right.
So this for me is definitely a boat beer.
Perfect for Florida.
Absolutely. Yeah,
perfect for Florida.
Beach beer. Boat, yeah. You definitely get that mix of the beer and that lemon. Clear what it is.
You're right. This is perfect. We're getting hot. It's getting hot in Florida now.
Ooh.
This weekend, hot.
Can I read from the can?
Please leave.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Here we go.
Made for easy drinking, inspired by the coastal lemon groves along the Mediterranean, Island Lemonada is both crushable and delicious.
Yep.
Kick back and soak up the sunshine with the finest premium beer and real lemonade. Crisp and clean, this beer is made for easy drinking. Take it easy. And I tell you what, that really gets me in the mood for beer drinking.
Yeah, no doubt.
Makes me want to put my feet up.
You got
anything?
Yeah. I our ottoman got taken out because it kept falling over.
Right.
As apparently insurance doesn't cover a head wound. all right. Well, a similar looking can, but a different flavor, yes?
Yeah, so this is their other new innovation, Southern Peach.
Oh, Southern Peach.
You know that you're in the South
right?
when there's peach flavors.
That's right.
Peach tea at that.
Okay.
So instead of lemonade and beer, this is going to be peach tea.
I'm going to be down with this. I already know.
Cool.
I already know that I'm going to like this.
Yep. Again, 4.5%.
I was getting into some trouble at Perrine's recently, and they had some South Carolina peaches. I was like, all right, I'll try it. They're not Georgia peaches. Like, whoa. Okay, South Carolina, you did something right. Oh, wow. That is a full
peach
punch.
On the nose.
Yeah. Ooh. It looks like peach tea.
Man. Yeah, that could be a problem.
Yeah.
What are these? At what percent?
4.5%.
4.5%. Okay, maybe not a problem. Maybe not a problem. A good problem right there.
The problem is you'll drink 12.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Your boat could fit all of these in your boat and you wouldn't have enough of them. Wow.
So these are available in 6-packs. The most prominent place you're going to find them is Total Wine.
Okay.
And Publix, actually.
Really?
And then local independents as well.
Mm.
These come in 6-packs.
Okay.
Right now, and then we're slowly launching them into the on-premise, so you'll slowly start seeing them out there this summer.
Oh, wow.
Because, again, this is a great summertime beer.
Are these, are these their only two flavors right now?
Of the two flavors,
of the two flavors.
And then the other one is the Island Coastal Lager, which is a super clean, crisp lager, and then the Island Active, which is kind of their low-calorie beer. I believe it clocks in at 88 calories.
I guess the problem would be choosing between them, but that's not a problem. You just buy them both.
Yeah.
Right.
You buy six of both.
Yeah, exactly.
I would want to try all four of them, and you can on Sunday if you come to Taste of Ormond. Just
Taste of Ormond.
Brews and Burger Walk tomorrow.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Beach Street, 1 to 5 p.m.
Wait, so those don't overlap?
Exactly.
Good thinking.
One Saturday, one Sunday.
It's going to be a busy weekend.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Now, for brews and burgers, as far as the brews go, I'm guessing SR Parada will have some beers out there.
Oh, it's all SR Parada beers.
I knew it.
Yes, all different flavors. Over 50 unique styles are going to be there. So when you buy your passport, you would get a 20 samples officially, but you could always ask for it.
Just say, Amelia said I could push the envelope.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Drop the Amelia card.
Yeah,
That's good. Where's the fun Sunday? Where's everything at?
Sunday, that's actually at Destination Daytona.
Okay.
Yes, in Ormond Beach. So it's Taste of Ormond. We've got, again, like over 60 different things to try. That all is food samples as well.
Nice. I'll be there.
Josh and I will be there.
What are you making? You making some food?
If you would like me to.
A beer, okay. Yeah, I would like maybe just a sandwich or something.
Yeah.
Some pastrami or something to soak up the beer. So that is, and what time Sunday do we get things underway?
Now, that's from 4 to 7.
Okay, 4 to
7. So
okay.
That one you want to buy your tickets ahead of time because they usually sell out.
Okay. Yeah, they sell out pretty quickly.
Yeah,
right? Very cool event. Something a little different where you get the same food and beer.
Absolutely.
And wines.
I like
lots
to
of
call
wine.
It Ormond Thanksgiving.
Yeah, really? Do you call it?
All right. I dig that.
I like that.
Yeah.
Without the nagging part of having family hanging around and sleeping on your couch.
It's a food and beverage event. Awesome. Samples everywhere. Beverage samples, food samples, all the good restaurants.
That's actually a pretty good comparison because I usually eat food, get drunk, and then pass out for Thanksgiving.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that's a capper to the weekend right there. So you really, I had no plans as of this morning. Now I'm full up for the weekend.
There you go.
Well, there's more flavors to try. We'll get back to round two of the Morning Hog Brew Review. Josh and Amelia from SR Parada, right?
Right.
Remix on the Morning Hog on 95.7 The Hog.